Thank you. I don't know a lot of you here, but I hope to by the end of the show. One of my goals has always been with this project is to get the feedback and comments from the people that play pinball, and I think that is one of the reasons why UltraPin has been so successful. We've actually listened to the people and put in their ideas and comments and concerns. And I'm hoping that by the end of the show, I'll be able to hear your comments and hopefully make some changes to the game that will make it more successful down the road. One of the things I'd just like to point out is the brief history and the changes of pinball. In 1934, pinball got the tilt mechanism. In 1937, the first jet bumpers. In 1947, the first flippers on the game. After that came the first slingshot kickers in 1951, drop targets in 1962, the first non-relay pinball game in 1975, the first talking game in 1979, and the first dot matrix display was used in 1991. In 1998, you had the first video/mechanical pinball game with Williams 2000 table. If you look at the list of changes that have happened over the years since the early 1930s, if you look at the timeline, we're right at the point where we're at overdue or ready for the next new innovation to hit pinball. Is UltraPin this new design, this new innovation? I hope so. Only time will tell. One of the things when I was designing pinball, video pinball, was looking at the home market. What makes a great game for the home market? Expandable titles, upgradable platforms, low maintenance and long durability is what the home market wants. And on top of all those features, the home market wants an incredible value. What transformations will UltraPin cause just by being introduced to this market? I'm hoping more and more video pinball games. That's my goal. For the first time in pinball history, mechanical tables will be replaced with a digital version of them. This will allow mechanical pinball operators that have games out in the field at locations, movie theaters, bars, anything like that, to hopefully replace and keep those classic games and replace it with a video pinball game of the same caliber. One of the new revolutions that has hit video pinball is the motion chip. There's a motion chip inside the UltraPin cabinet that allows you to nudge and bump the cabinet just like you would a real mechanical pinball table, and the ball will react and play. This is a new feature that has never been done before, and I'll be talking about that more as we go along. Of course, the advantages to video pinball: no moving parts, no moving things to repair, no burnt out flippers, multiple games on one platform, and in the end, we'll have quicker and more cost-effective ways of delivering new pinball games to the market. When I first began working on UltraPin, and when I began to get advice from players and operators, the first thing I would hear is UltraPin is the death of real pinball or mechanical pinball tables. And I really don't believe that. I think video pinball will bring in a new era of pinball by making it more available and easier for people to play on. Video golf did not hurt the golf industry. In fact, it did just the opposite. It brought more players to the golf sport. Finding a mechanical pinball game at a bar or arcade has become almost impossible. It's like trying to find or buy a rare car these days. We all know why. The maintenance involved with keeping a mechanical pinball game working at a location is just too much for the average operator. UltraPin will hopefully be able to fill that gap because there is no maintenance involved with the game. The average operator will be able to buy and place an UltraPin at a location he once had a mechanical pinball game at. The more pinball games we have in any form, whether it be mechanical or digital, at locations, the more people will become aware of pinball and how much fun it is. In all my focus group tests with UltraPin, one of the last questions on the survey was, after playing UltraPin, were you more encouraged to go play a real mechanical table? I was very surprised to see the response. Everybody in the focus group answered yes, which is very encouraging because you want people to enjoy both video and mechanical versions of pinball. My goal was never ever to say, oh, video pinball is going to be the king and we're just going to replace mechanical versions out there. Mechanical pinball has a nostalgia to it that I don't think video pinball will ever be able to replace, but I'm hoping video pinball will be a great counterpart to it, encouraging people to play pinball. Pinball and the arcade industries are not the only industries to experience slow times. When you look at the average earnings of a pinball cabinet, they are low compared to times of the past, or even current video games that have taken their spot at bars, arcades, and movie theaters across the U.S. There are solutions and ideas that can inspire an industry and bring it back to life. Look at the ice cream industry back in the 80s and early 90s. People were becoming more and more aware of their health. They didn't want to eat fattening foods. And so the ice cream sales became flat, dead, almost like pinball is today. But then along came Häagen-Dazs and Ben & Jerry's. They brought a premium product with a new innovative idea. They brought original taste, original forms, and premium ice cream blends that then again spurred the ice cream industry back to life. Sales were high and profits were good. The same thing is true for the vacuum industry. Before, when the vacuum industry was only had bags, and you had to have a bag in your vacuum, nobody bought a vacuum cleaner unless theirs was broke. Then came the bagless design. This innovation spurred that industry back to life, and now you have vacuum cleaners trying to find ways of selling you more bagless versions because they have higher suction power or this, that, or the other. Innovation along with premium design can add new life to a struggling industry. How do we add innovation to new pinball games? What makes pinball fun, and how can we improve on those concepts? What makes pinball bad, and how do we improve on those as well? How do we bring a new generation of players to pinball and maybe find a way to bring an older generation too? What rules or concepts can we break or merge to create a whole new game of pinball? These are the questions I asked myself when I was working on UltraPin. Why did I worry so much? My hopes are that UltraPin will be the first video pinball game that is widely accepted by pinball players. Video pinball has long been looked at as a futile effort that would never come close to the mechanical game of pinball. I've heard this many times. UltraPin has enormously raised the bar by incorporating new ideas like the motion chip that allows players to connect to the video pinball game in the same way a player connects with a mechanical pinball game, by using your body or your hands to nudge or bump the cabinet to change the course of the ball above and beyond the flippers. We then added new features that only a video pinball game could do. UltraPin allows the operator to digitally adjust the playfield angle or slope of the playfield by 1 degree in either direction. I've heard so many stories about phone books under the back legs or people playing a pinball game with the front legs on top of their front feet to change the angles of play. After hearing all these stories, it only made sense to me to incorporate this feature into a video pinball game so that an operator can go in and adjust the table slope by 1 degree to make it a harder game to play so the ball is much faster so that it pleases the players at that location. Or to make it easier, maybe he's putting a pinball into a location that maybe has never had pinball players before. He wants to lower the table angle so that it's easier for people to play on, maybe new people to get adjusted to the way pinball plays. The other advanced feature that we add was player input sensitivity. Player input sensitivity allows an operator to dial in how much the ball will move when a person nudges or bumps the table. So if I give the pinball table a normal nudge or bump, I can dial it in on easy and the ball will move all over the place. I can then set the adjustments to hard, giving the table the same bump and the ball will move hardly at all. During the course of the development, one of the things that I found hard to dial in was how the ball should feel when you bump or nudge it. Many different people have many different ideas that the ball should move a lot, the ball should move a little. It's all dependent upon their memory of the game. By creating these adjustable features in the video pinball game, it allows the operator to dial in the video pinball game exactly as they would like to play. New ideas helped create the acceptance of video pinball. And my point of presenting this speech is to illustrate that there are many more ideas that can create many more ways of connecting with a new generation of pinball players as well as an older generation too. Moving forward, how do we add innovation to mechanical pinball to meet the needs of the 21st century? Working with UltraPin gave me a lot of different ideas about mechanical pinball and what could be done to help improve it as well too. LCD monitors instead of a dot matrix display is one of the ideas I see. If you look at UltraPin and you look at the cabinet, the back glass is filled with a 19-inch display monitor. That 19-inch display monitor acts as two devices. We recreate the DMD display at the bottom, and we also use the upper part as an attract mode video or a way to run videos through. This would allow pinball to deliver the next level of content. Take any movie-themed pinball game. The current DMD display allows the player to experience animation sequences with an LCD, With an LCD monitor, you can now run full-length movies, full clips of the movies that you wanted to see in the pinball game. Instead of audio clips in the pinball play that may have triggered some memorable experience, you could run a full video that would actually make the person a part of the movie or the movie a part of the pinball game. The pinball playing on the table could be matched with great video clips, enhancing the play for all players, both new and old generations. The LCD monitor could also be used to train players the rules of the game. For example, how to unlock extra balls, how to unlock replay, or any other reward feature in the game. One of the limitations of mechanical pinball has been its inability to train new players or to attract players to show them how fun the game actually is when it is not being played. Pinball scorecards or instruction cards are not enough to communicate the fun assets of the game. An LCD screen allows pinball, the pinball game, to run in a track mode movie, showing players how fun the game is to play or teaching the tricks of the game to become a pinball wizard. I'd just like to take a second and run a movie here. I've got a movie, it'll be a track mode movie that we run in Ultra Pin to show people how fun Ultra Pin is to play. You can kind of imagine, if you can see that on a mechanical pinball table, how much that would add to a person walking by, or maybe has never played the game before, to attract them to play it. When you look at the current DMD display, you just can't get that sort of events to happen or occur on a DMD. And this is why I would like to see an LCD brought to mechanical pinball. I think it is the new way to connect with a new generation of players. The younger generation of players, like my age or maybe even younger, are so used to video games, so used to video, that going up and reading a scorecard, and this actually came up in focus group tests, people reading the scorecards had no clue what the scorecards were for. So video in a pinball game is another solution. The other thing you can do with an LCD display on a mechanical pinball game is create new and more interesting mini-games inside the pinball game itself. Just like Medieval Madness or Attack from Mars have certain mini-game features that are controlled by the flippers, imagine what you could do with a video display. The games and concepts could go much further and above and beyond a DMD display. I mean, you could almost incorporate any type of countertop game into a video pinball game, giving it two games in one. The other feature that is needed for pinball games, mechanical pinball games in the 21st century, is lower maintenance. The one thing I've heard is maintenance is the problem with pinball, maintaining it, keeping it up in play. Everybody seemed to have told me that even, you know, new games bought off the line, most 9 times out of 10, you will end up repairing them 3 months down the road. And that's if they're getting played a lot. One of the solutions I've seen came out of Churchill, and this was using PCB boards under the bottom of the playfield instead of wires. I was really amazed at the difference this looked like. I mean, normally when you open up a pinball game, you can see nothing but about a mile length of wires is what I've been told is the average wire length on a pinball game. And so replacing all that with PCB boards becomes much, much more reliable. They're easier to diagnose. If a problem occurs with one, you're usually very easy spot on to see. And they're much cheaper to produce as well on a long-term basis. These sort of ideas, LCD screens, PCB designs under the playfield, stuff like that, are what is needed to bring pinball to the next generation, to make it more viable and cheaper to produce and a better game to play for players. And that's my hope anyway. One of the more interesting conversations I had at AIMAWA was with a couple of designers of a successful mechanical pinball company, I won't say who, but they stopped by at the AIMAWA booth and commented how much they liked the LCD screen, how interesting they thought it was. And my response to them was, is you guys should be doing this with every pinball game you produce. You know, just like I told you, the video content alone that can be provided in a pinball game is amazing for me. I mean, you look at any pinball game out there, and you look at the DMD animation, and you imagine it being replaced with video, and it offers a whole new concept for pinball, a whole new way to communicate and connect. One of the downsides, or one of the ways I see it, is if you imagine like the new games like Aliens or PGA and the attract mode movies that they play to connect with players, the same thing could be done with pinball. And also the train. I mean, when you look at the train side or video screens in pinball, it's amazing because you can do so much more. If you look at a scorecard and how limited it is to train people on how to play the game or how to unlock special awards, you can actually, you know, show people how to do this. It's like having a personal trainer next to the game at all times, showing them how good the game is. Another question I've always been asked is, why do a video pinball game now? What does video pinball offer for the 21st century? One of the things when we first started off was the nudge and bump of the game. When you look at past video pinball games, they all have one major limitation, and that was the player was not allowed to nudge or bump the ball on a pinball table in the traditional way. Instead, players were forced to use buttons that represented a nudge or a bump, or nothing at all, to change the course of the ball above and beyond the flippers. The motion chip in the U-Shock allowed players to connect with the video pinball game in the same traditional way of using the body to connect with a mechanical pinball game. The ability to use your hand or body to change the course of a ball in play is like a third controller on the pinball game. I've asked so many people what they ask this, and it's just like, well, it's a nudge or a bump. But it's when you really start analyzing pinball, it is the third aspect of the control. You can control the ball above and beyond the flippers by nudging or bump the table and knowing when to do that. By not being able to do this, it's like, you know, tying off one of your hands and telling you to play a pinball game. For me, anyway. With this feature, any video pinball game is dramatically, without this feature, any video pinball game is dramatically limited by the experience it can give the players. The U-Shock motion chip also allowed us to create other features like a mechanical pinball game. UltraPin has a digital version of a plumb in the operator menu. This allows the operators to set tilt sensitivity without having to use a pair of pliers. A virtual plumb is created on software that allows the game to measure how much player input is being put into the game. The operator can set how small or big the tilt ring is around the virtual plumb. If the player bumps the cabinet too hard, a tilt signal is generated, just like a mechanical pinball table. The other feature is player input sensitivity. This feature raises the bar above and beyond any other video pinball game because it allows the operator to set how much the ball will react to the player nudge or bump. So in an easy setting, I could bump the ball and have a huge effect on the ball, and in a hard setting, there would be hardly any effect at all. These features allow the operator and the player to dial in the experience or the player connection with the video pinball game. And just for reference, player input is the exact opposite of force feedback. Force feedback allows the computer to generate a force that is an action from the game that the player can feel through some sort of control device. Player input allows the computer to read or register a force or an action from the player and incorporates this into the game. There's a huge difference between the two, and I get so many people confusing on it, that player input is force feedback, and really it is just the opposite. The other advantage that we have with video pinball is real-time ball physics and UltraPin. There have been other games that have had great ball physics or video pinball on a video pinball game. One of the reasons UltraPin started with older pinball games is because I noticed that most other video pinball games started by creating their own designs. And as a player, you never really believe the ball physics. The ball didn't bounce off objects correctly or didn't travel through the playfield correctly. And so you never really connected with the game. By recreating Funhouse or Medieval Madness, we could dial in the physics on the game engine so that it matched exactly how the tables would play originally. We would go play Medieval Madness or Funhouse on UltraPin, and then go play the real Funhouse, and we could see exactly what mistakes we had made and how the ball rolls across the play field or how much energy is added to the ball when it comes off a bumper. We then took this engineering step one step further. We wanted to prove that we had the physics engine correct, so what we did is we raised the back legs on Funhouse with foam boats by 1 degree so we could see the table change. And we also did this with UltraPin. To our surprise and delight, UltraPin reacted exactly the same way that the real pinball, mechanical pinball game did. And so with that, I'd just like to show you one more video, which basically shows, there's no audio, but the video shows how the ball is moving for Xenon and Funhouse, and it basically just shows the real table on the left and the UltraPin version on the right, so you can see how the ball is moving. So you can see on the left we have a real Xenon table, and on the right is UltraPin. And if you watch the ball, you can see how much energy and how it moves and slows down as it travels across the playfield. You can see as the ball is launched how it bounces almost similarly. The only differences at this point are basically the natural points of gravity and physics that will create different actions along the ball. We also did the same test with Funhouse. And Funhouse is an interesting aspect because if you do a full pull on the plunger, it'll launch the ball all the way around, across the left flipper, over to the right, and into the balloon hole. If we didn't have real tables to work with UltraPin, I don't think we ever could have created the physics engine that we have today. Those examples right there are just some of the preliminary work we did in the beginning, where we were just dialing in the tables to make sure they played exactly as the original. Did we get it perfectly? No, I don't think we got it perfectly, but we came pretty darn close. The other advantages are the next... The other reason why we did a video pinball table now is because of the video monitor itself. Video pinball does not look correct on a common 4x3 display or a standard tube monitor that you find in PGA Golf or any other video game out there. It doesn't have the same aspect ratio and just doesn't look the same. Pinball is not played on a square. It's played on a rectangle. And new LCD monitors, like the 32-inch LCD that we're using in UltraPin, allowed us to deliver the same style of play that you'd find on a normal pinball game. So we're not squishing the play field, we're not stretching in any form of way, we're trying to deliver a digital video version of Funhouse or Medieval Madness in the same format that you'd play on a pinball table. We have had to slightly crunch the screen down to make it fit into the 32-inch LCD screen, but I think for the most part, an LCD screen is going to give you, or plasma, is going to give you one of the best video displays for a video pinball game. Because of the recent price drops in the market, we have been allowed to do that and still deliver a product at a competitive price. Lower maintenance. Every mechanical pinball table is in need of repair at some point in its life being played. The amount of problems that could occur on a mechanical pinball game are endless, and trying to diagnose these electromechanical problems can be even harder. When you look at a pinball design, it is looked at as an art, but now mechanical pinball repair has also entered that same category. Being a mechanical pinball repairman is almost like being like an artist. A video pinball game avoids all these common problems because there are no moving parts to wear out. The LCD screen uses lower voltage, and by choosing the right components, video pinball becomes a durable product that has a lifespan much longer than a normal mechanical pinball game. Other reason video pinball is for upgradability. One of the reasons eBay does so well is because people get tired of playing the same single pinball game in their house and they want a different one. UltraPin allows an owner to upgrade the cabinet with new pinball games at any time with an add-on game pack. When you look at the cost of a mechanical pinball game, they are not cheap. Not even used games are cheap. When compared to UltraPin, UltraPin may look even more pricey. But you must consider the upgradability of the cabinet when considering the overall cost of the game. When you buy a pinball table, you get one game for about $5,000 new. UltraPin will go for about $6,500, but this comes with six classic titles on the cabinet. Then, when you factor in the ability to add more games later on down the road, the savings on UltraPin provided versus a mechanical pinball game really come into play. Not to mention, you don't have to move or sell a cabinet to upgrade the amount of games can be played on.
I have a question.
Real quick.
What's the weight in, do you ship these out, right?
Yes.
What's the weight in shipping to Virginia, say, if I want to buy one?
Average weight on this cabinet is about 250 pounds.
You got to ship it like a trucking company? That's
yes.
The best way, not UPS or anything?
No. It's too big to go UPS or something like that. It might go FedEx Freight, but that's a different standard at that point.
Thank you.
What is the next step for video pinball? Creating new pinball tables, designs, and concepts that could not be done by a mechanical pinball table. Excuse me. The next big step for UltraPin will be designing new tables and pinball concepts that have never been done before. I believe we can do a lot more in the digital realm of design than can be done with a mechanical pinball game. An interesting idea that I've been approached with is the concept of head-to-head play, or two people playing a pinball game against each other, facing off each other. With a mechanical pinball table, this concept really never took off. On a video pinball table, I feel there is much more to this idea that can make a new version of pinball for the 21st century. When you look at a video game, they are designed to challenge the player, or for even more fun, having players challenge each other. Head-to-head pinball designs allow for just this. It is also possible for video pinball games to play against the player. This becomes more like a Deep Blue challenge of chess, where we could create a pinball game that could stand up and hopefully beat a human player as a challenge for this industry. Improving the game engine or better physics equals better play. Another step for video pinball would be improve the physics engine along with the motion sensor chip. Most recently, I've been told the play on UltraPin is about 90% right. And I'm going to wait for you guys to say if I'm right or wrong on that one. But because the physics on the ball are near perfect, players are willing to believe that UltraPin is a true mechanical pinball table. We can only improve on those concepts. By improving on the physics engine, by improving on the motion chip, we will be able to deliver a better video pinball product that will appeal to more pinball players. What are new pinball products that we can create to raise awareness of or create a new generation of players? This is another concern of mine. How to create a new generation of players? The accessibility of new pinball games will determine the next generation of players. Looking at the current state of the pinball industry only shows us that there are fewer and fewer mechanical pinball tables for players to connect with and play on. There are fewer tournaments, and there are hardly any leagues like there were in the past. One of the reasons reaching out to a new generation of players will require grassroots efforts from all people involved with pinball. Players, operators, distributors, and manufacturers will need to work together to recreate the golden years of pinball. We want to reach a new audience, and it requires marketing, and grassroots is the best marketing tool I've seen. By using us, everyone in this room, to go out and talk to new people, to tell them the fun of pinball, is a much better effect than running a commercial on TV or radio ad. The personal experience you get with pinball by playing with somebody or teaching them is a much more valued concept than running advertising or this, that, and the other. I think we really have a strong community. We already are willing to work with each other. This is the first time I've ever been a part of the Pinball Expo. And to have people come up and tell me how much they enjoy UltraPin, even just from yesterday's setup, has been amazing. It shows that we really can work together to come up with new ideas. Some of the other ideas that I thought real quickly that maybe have fallen off the charts is pinball redemption games. I personally have not seen that many pinball redemption games recently. I know that they have been done in the past, and it seems like something that would bring awareness to children to have their first experience with a pinball game. Redemption games are widely used across all different areas in the U.S. market, and it seems just a natural choice to go. The other idea I've had, and I know this is a subject that most people would not like to talk about, but I bring it up because it is a way to bring awareness about to the pinball industry. Gambling pinball games. I'm not saying that we should take our current pinball games and turn them back into gambling games, but let's work together to create a new design, new rules based on pinball that allow us to create a product for the gambling market. When you look at pinball, pinball's roots originated in the gambling industry, and one of the reasons why it was elevated so quickly was because of gambling. When you look at pinball, it is a way, excuse me here. When you look at pinball, they're designed around a player paying a flat fee to participate in a game that could win them money. To me, that sounds exactly like a slot machine, just in a different form. So the only thing I ask is that we work together. We try and bring awareness to our pinball industry and try and find new ways to elevate the fun of pinball to players that have never experienced pinball before. In conclusion, I'd just like to thank you for your time. I really appreciate being a part of this community. Video Pinball was the first real pinball project I've worked on. I've never been a pinball producer, but I've been an avid player all my life. And I hope that I can make Ultra Pin or any other video game pinball game product reach the needs of this community. Are there any questions you guys have?
Upgradable. Upgradable. How would that work to upgrade an Ultra Pin?
Basically, right now is you'll have the game out there on the product, and it's just like a regular update CD, and you get a new dongle with it. So when you buy an upgrade pack, you'll go out to your game, you'll plug a dongle in, you'll insert the new CD, the new games are copied over, you can remove the CD, and you're done from there. The game is upgraded.
The CD could be used for more than one.
No, the dongle is included with it, so that only one CD is allowed to use per product. So that it keeps we have to remain true to the licensing agreements we play with Williams, so we can't allow one CD to be used on multiple games.
So the dongle is the license, and the CD is just the stuff.
The content, yes.
Okay, I have a quick question.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, just a quick one. I don't know much about electronics. I get this thing home. I set it up. It doesn't work. Do you offer phone tech support or something?
We offer phone tech support. We offer email tech support. Global VR is behind this product to make sure it's a success.
If it's too much, you don't ship a replacement, but you're pretty sure of the phone, you get it working. Is that how it works?
Yes, yes. I mean, the biggest component inside the whole Ultra Pin game is just the computer. Everything else above and beyond that is a single I/O card, a couple buttons on the cabinet, and the LCD screens. Yes.
On the older games, is there any allowance to improve the audio quality?
That's been a limitation we have not been able to do yet, because the audio is usually programmed into the ROM, and we're using the ROM strictly as it was used in the original pinball game. Most of the pinball games were designed around that the ROM had to have a checksum or a certain code that it equaled up to know that the ROM wasn't hacked. And so by replacing those sounds, you're actually hacking the ROM, and the ROM becomes invalid to the game. We're working on this. We're trying to make that accomplishable, but it's still a goal we haven't accomplished yet.
That first video you showed, that was the attract mode, are you
yes.
saying that's going to be in the back box display?
Yes, it's in the small 19-inch display on the back box. And when nobody's playing Ultra Pin, those videos run to show people how much fun the game is, or let them know that they can nudge or bump the game to have fun with it.
And you're proposing, I guess, to do longer form ones that might even point at certain features, like after this light, shoot for that.
Well, on one of the features I couldn't do that wasn't in a movie, but when you start any game on Ultra Pin, there's a pre-loading screen that shows the table and a whole bunch of arrows that say, hey, these are your main shots that you want to go for. These are your avenues that you want to try and get that will get you the bigger points. So we're always trying to teach people how to play the game, and when you end a game and you go back to the main menu, we're teaching people how to become pinball players by showing them how to do trick shots or showing them how to do bump saves, different flipper techniques that people know and use on the internet. Yes. Yes.
Can you actually make custom games and log it on?
Down the road, we do plan on designing new games that have never been done before, so that you will have that feature. Can you design a game and put it on Ultra Pin? That is not available yet. think over here, yeah, yes.
Who is your market, home sales or operation coin-op?
Both. So we want to create a game that we knew home market sales would be our strongest point when we're creating UltraPing. When you look at the people that buy pinball tables out there, most of them love it for the nostalgia of it and everything else. But then after about 3 months, nobody plays it. With UltraPing, you start off with 6 tables and the ability to upgrade the table so it'll always keep the home market entertained.
Your concept about gambling is rather interesting. Is there any development for a payout pinball machine?
We have just started that.
I have a question real quick.
Yeah.
You might have mentioned this, but I walked in late, I'm sorry. What is the price on this thing?
The price on UltraPing that we are allowed to stay, you know, you might get a different price from distributor, but our market price is $6,500 out the door with 6 classic tables installed. Sorry, yes.
You have as good a chance to just, you know, look at one and just touch it a little bit less. At first I thought that was great.
Thank you.
You guys executed on it well. You talked a little bit about force feedback. Has there been any thought to adding a light thumper or buzzer or something like that? Because that was one thing we all kind of went, you know, the mechanical, you know, the clunking and thunking and stuff like that.
Yes, we do have plans for that. We do want to make a deluxe version, and we couldn't execute on that fast enough. And so our goals were to make a deluxe version and or a add-on thumping kit that would recreate the flipper feeling and or bumpers through the wooden part of the cabinet. That is a great comment because a lot of people have commented to me that if you close your eyes and you play UltraPing, you can't tell you're playing pinball. And if you do that with mechanical pinball, you feel the vibrations, you feel all that feedback coming through. So I agree with you. Yes, that is an important feature. Yes?
How are you determining what titles licensing issues, like, for instance, Monster Bash, would you be able to recreate that with the licensing issues? And then additionally, will you have Stern games available through?
Most of it right now, we have all the licensing for all the Bally's and all the Williams tables, except for third parties, which we are going to execute later. So that doesn't include, we don't have the rights to do Adam's Family or anything movie theme type base game. We do plan, I'm sorry, what was the first part of your question?
That was the first part. The second part was, will it include Stern's games?
That, well, it all depends on Gary. I mean, when we first talked to Gary about this idea, he was open to it. He seemed like he wanted to be a part of it. As we got closer to development and he saw more of the finalized product, he started to look at us as competition. So it's a matter of just approaching Gary again and saying, hey, what do you think? What do you want to do? Maybe we can work with Gary to create a Stern video pinball game that is like UltraPing, but with only Stern titles on it. You know, we want to do Stern tables. We want to do all the tables, Capcom, Premier, Data East, you name it, we want to be able to do them. The other limiting factor that determines what tables we are able to do is when you look at all the tables that are on UltraPing right now, we've been able to get, bare playfields so that we can scan the playfield and then put it into the game. That is the only way we've been able to truly make sure that the games in UltraPing are designed exactly as the games, the real mechanical tables. We started off with a couple of tables that were designed from pictures that, you know, we referenced them as much as we could, this, that, and the other. After we got the scan playfield and compared the two, there was a world of difference. So having real mechanical tables to base our games off of has been a big factor of it. And finding bare playfields, the plastics to scan, all sort of stuff, has been a determining factor in what tables we choose to build. Yes?
Have you been involved in the games industry for a while? Tell us what your background is or what else you've worked on.
I've worked in the arcade industry for 5 years. My first start was at Sega Gameworks. I started off as a computer technician repair guy. I then moved into design work with Quantum 3D, where I don't know if you guys will recognize, but the UltraCade product that has multiple arcade classic games. I was part of the original design on that and helped to create that product and launch it. So that's where I got most of my background from. It was with working with older titles, you know, Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, all those, putting them into one box so that people could play those games again. I'm gonna go further back. You.
As far as the upgrades go, what's the cap on the number of games that can, like you said, it comes with 6. When you upgrade, does it replace those 6?
Nope.
Add to those 6?
It'll always add to what's there. As an operator, you can go in and turn off games that you don't want to see anymore. So our goal is to put 100 games on UltraPing, if not more. Just like you see with all the arcade legends or all these one-off shots where you have multiple classic arcade games in one box. We want to do the same thing with pinball games. And so right now we have should have 12 games available, so two more game packs available by Christmas time. And then next year we want to add probably another 10 more titles to that. At the same time, just so everybody's aware, we're working on version 2.0, which will be to put a real 3D engine into the game. So right now, when you look at UltraPin and you look at the graphics, you look at the quality of graphics, it's not true 3D. It's more like pseudo 3D, where we take a bunch of 2D objects and layer them on top of each other to give a 3D feel and effect. So the next goal will be to create 3D tables, and then we'll have to recreate all the tables we've done into that 3D engine. I go with the second right there.
First, what is the type of warranty you're going to be able to offer? Eventually, especially with extended use, the screen itself has the potential of going bad, especially if you use the plasma. Is the screen itself usually replaceable?
The screen is actually not a plasma, it's an LCD screen. So, and reasons why we chose an LCD screen is because it has a longer lifespan than a plasma screen. Plasma screens probably have about 3 years, and then you're going to start to get burnout and everything else with that. An LCD screen has a lifespan of about 10 years. So it's almost triple about what a plasma screen is. The only disadvantage to LCD screens are the fact that you will get pixel loss, and that means a single pixel will die. But we've already had that happen on one table before, and it doesn't impact the play of it that much versus looking at a monitor that has burn-in or another picture burnt into the screen like a plasma could do. Does that answer everything?
And also, what type of warranty are you going
to give? Oh, the warranty on the product is 6 months. So we're doing, most video games are warrantied for 90 days because there's really no moving parts on it. It's all electronic. Because of the concern of the LCD screen and everything else, that we're giving a 6-month warranty on it. So everything's warranted for 6 months under the product. Yes.
Any chance Empire Interactive will let you do Time Shop or Big Race USA?
Like I said, we're looking to do them all. I mean, it's just a matter of approaching those companies that own the titles, the rights for those, and then asking if we can do them. So, and then also the availability so that we can scan the parts. That's the other tricky part.
There are no real parts for that. That's what I wanted.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Empire Interactive does a Time Shop. Big Race USA, Fantastic Journey.
I'm not familiar with those off the top of my head.
Oh.
Sorry.
Original video.
Pro Pinball.
Oh, original video. A lot of operators have approached us with putting regular video games into UltraPin, and so I see that as an option down the road, whereas if somebody wanted to make a pinball cabinet, a combination of a pinball and video game, we'd do something like that where we incorporate video games and or video pinball tables of other natures. Or anybody else in the back? I can't hear that.
Did you or any of your team do any program, any table creations with Visual Pinball or Future Pinball?
That is a very good question because UltraPin is based off Visual Pinball. We actually have the rights to the Visual Pinball engine, and so everything is based off Visual Pinball. We've done a lot of advanced features to Pinball, the Visual Pinball engine itself, by adding physics and this, that, and the other. And it's funny, if you take the original Visual Pinball designs and stick them into our game, they don't work. The physics on the original tables just weren't there, and then they, you know, the parts and everything don't line up correctly, so they don't end up working. There was a question over here, yes.
What kind of OS is
it running? It's XP embedded. So it is running a Windows OS.
So does the customer have to worry about getting upgrades or
It's running a special version of XP. It's called XP Embedded, and it's designed for video games or any type of like kiosk design. And so basically, it has no upgradability features. You program it with what you want for the operating system. That's it. That's all it supports.
And it comes with a license for it.
Yes, it comes with a license for it. It's all legally licensed. I'm not with you.
Yeah, just what kind of CPU?
UltraPin is using a very high-end technology on computers, and the reason why it is a combination of the physics in the game and the motion shift that we have to account for to make the ball react in real time. My physics engineer, I asked him, you know, how much power we're using, this, that, and the other. He couldn't give me a quantifiable answer, but he did say we're doing about 7 million calculations a second for the physics on the ball. So that is a lot of calculations. Right now we're using a Intel 945 motherboard with a dual core 3 GHz CPU and a gig of RAM. So it is a very powerful system to make the physics on this thing seem very realistic. Yes, Dan.
Global VR is known for tournament activities with the video games. What's your current plan, if any, for the Ultra Pin?
My first plan is probably for around ASI time to launch tournaments on Ultra Pin. We'll probably start off with both local and national tournaments. My one of the reasons I want to do local is I think local is a great way to get that grassroots promotion going for pinball. And local tournaments, my design, and on a lot of the original designs, local tournaments are done by still connecting with a server. I want to create a local tournament that is per cabinet on Ultra Pin so that you don't have to connect to a server. So that you can run a tournament at any time, any point you want to, and not have to pay any extra fees to connect with the servers to show that your promotions are running. That way you can control the whole part of the tournament. At the same time, we will also offer national tournaments where you will have to have an internet connection, and it'll be like a golf tournament or something like that where your highest score is the winner.
Mike?
On the CPU, I've seen a lot of slots that were designed around CPUs, generic off-the-shelf CPUs, but they put in proprietary boards.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, those boards are no longer available. The CPU chips have become obsolete. You can't just pull those proprietary boards or the connectors out and plug them into the newer evolution of CPU boards and stuff. What's your, your plan to make it so that when the Cyrex or whatever you're using, the Intel chip, and that become obsolete, that you're going to be able to replace it with the newer versions of board, motherboards and chips?
Well, that is one of the reasons why we did go with XP Embedded, was because that basically is the middle ground between all the different hardware variations that could exist out there. So by using XP Embedded, that software platform then will correlate the video, the processing power, all that, no matter what the platform is behind it, to the game. The only special I/O card we have is the UShock motion sensor chip, or card, that basically allows you to bump and nudge the table. Everything else is a high-end video card, high-end CPU, this, that, and the other. Over time, I have no doubt those will become low-end CPUs, low-end video cards, and then at that point, like you said, they will become harder to get. At that point, that's when we'll switch over to another platform, and because of the XP Embedded operating system, everything will seem transparent to the actual game itself. And so you've done this. I mean, I can run Ultra Pin on my laptop right now. It doesn't require that computer. It doesn't run at the correct speed, but it will run. Okay, also one other piece of news, and I'll get to your question real quick, is this is last minute, but we're running a small tournament on the Ultra Pin cabinets. So whoever has the highest score on Medieval Madness, Rob here has been very generous, and you'll win in a Pinball 2006 t-shirt, and we'll be giving that away at the Gary Stern dinner on Saturday night.
Question.
So you can play up to 6 p.m. up to a closing Saturday, and then this young man will have the name tucked in his pocket, and only he will announce it.
Okay, so this is not going to conflict with the seminars then?
No.
All right, that's what I need to know.
No, you should have plenty of time to go in and try and get a high score on Medieval Madness.
One last question. Was there another question you had?
There was one other question right here.
When you come out with version 2.0 with 3D graphics, is that going to be a software upgrade?
Yes, it will be a software upgrade, but I don't believe it'll be a hardware upgrade. So we tried to pick a platform right now that has enough power to extend this a little bit of future use as well, too.
Thank you.